Hey everybody, and welcome back. I hope you all are doing well. This week I wanted to talk about something that's honestly been a part of my life for as long as I can remember, but I never really understood it until much later. Food. More specifically, why some foods completely feel safe to me while others feel like an immediate no. For years I thought it was just simply that I was picky. That's what everybody called it. And honestly, that's what I called it too. If I didn't like something, I didn't have an explanation. It was just, I don't know, I just don't like it. But the older I've gotten, and especially after learning more about my neurodivergence, the more I've realized that there was a lot more going on than simply picky eating. I was thinking about this recently because a childhood memory popped into my head. Every Easter, my family would get together at my aunt's house. My grandma would make this big dinner with ham, rice, green beans, salad, Hawaiian rolls, the whole thing. And every year I'd sit there staring at this ham. Everybody else loved it. Meanwhile, I was just trying to figure out how I was going to eat a single bite of it. I wanted to like it. I really did. It looked good. But something about it just felt wrong to me. The texture, the flavor, the fact that it was actually cold. I know that some people love cold ham, but for me, if I'm eating what I consider a hot meal, I want it hot. My brain just couldn't get on board with it. I remember feeling embarrassed too. Everyone else seemed perfectly fine, and I couldn't understand why I was struggling so much over something that seemed so easy for everybody else to eat. I didn't have the words for sensory issues back then. I didn't know what sensory processing was. I just knew I couldn't do it. And then there was spaghetti and meatballs. Now that was a completely different story. If someone put spaghetti and meatballs in front of me, I was happy. That meal felt safe. I knew exactly what it was going to taste like. There were no surprises, no guessing, no worrying about whether I was going to take a bite and immediately regret it. And honestly, I still think that that's so much of what this comes down to for me. Predictability. Food isn't just a lot for us. It's texture, it's smell, it's temperature, it's consistency. Sometimes it's even the order we eat things in. I personally used to eat everything on my plate one thing at a time. Vegetables first, then the side dish, then the main course. Every single time. My mom would tell me to mix things together and I would think, absolutely not. Why would I do that? That sounds awful. And looking back now, it's kind of funny because I can see all these little sensory clues that were there the entire time. I just didn't know what they meant. I think what I've been learning a lot lately is that understanding ourselves doesn't always come from these huge life-changing moments. Sometimes it comes from looking back at the little things, the habits, the routines, the foods we always reached for, the things that made us feel comfortable when the world felt overwhelming. For me, food has always been tied to comfort. Not just because it tastes good, but because certain foods feel familiar. They feel reliable and they feel safe. And honestly, I don't judge myself for that anymore. If anything, I've learned to appreciate it. Because understanding these needs has helped me understand myself a little bit better. So if you've ever felt embarrassed about being a picky eater, or you've wondered why certain foods bother you so much while other people seem completely fine with them, you're definitely not alone. There might be more to the story than you realize. Thank you so much for being here and spending time with me for part of your day. I truly appreciate it. Until next time, take care of yourself, be gentle with yourself, and pay attention to the little things. Sometimes they end up teaching us the most. And as always, there's always something stirring around in my mind, so be on the lookout for more stories, reflections, and conversations soon. Thank you for listening, and I hope that you all have a wonderful day.